What does it take to stand out and move up? How can customers tell the difference between you and the competition? How can you differentiate your products and services and dominate your market? It's time now for Project Distinct, the podcast on creating distinction with Scott McCain.
Hello, welcome to Project Distinct. It's Scott McCain once again. So glad that you're with me here today for today's edition of the podcast. And it's going to be kind of about something we don't talk about very much. It's in the realm of politics, not exactly, but something we can learn from the current wildly crazy presidential race that we can apply to our business and really learn an important aspect as it relates to branding in our business. So that's our topic for today. And by the way, as always, Project Distinct brought to you by Audible.com, where you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/distinct. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. I'm reading a terrific article by Jeff Colvin. He's the editor of Fortune magazine. And he's talking about the political campaign that's going on right now that is just the craziest one I've ever seen. I was a political science major at Franklin College in Indiana. I did an extra semester of study in the Washington semester program at American University, but it was highly intensive for political science majors. It's just fascinating to me. I was a statewide political candidate in Indiana many years ago. So I've always been fascinated by politics and this year's presidential race, regardless of who you support or who you don't, I think is just the most outrageous one on record. So Colvin is writing about the campaign, and he went on record early along saying that most of Donald Trump's success was due to, particularly in the early days, the power of his brand. But the fact that Trump had been a reality TV star, the fact that Trump had appeared so much on other television programs, that he had his name emblazoned on buildings all over the country, that he was the owner of the Miss Universe competition, that he had so many ways that he had created this brand for himself. And part of what Colvin was talking about is what I wrote about in the book Create Distinction, that politics is based upon your brand. Candidates are brands. Campaigns are marketing. Therefore, it is a business just like your business and mine. Colvin's presumption is at the beginning of the race, Trump is going to be a leader because he has a great brand, or at least a recognized brand. So where does that come from? And why has Trump, despite what many of his critics thought, been able to maintain and sustain what appears to be, at least at the time that I'm recording this, an insurmountable lead? Well, Colvin makes a really interesting point, and it's one I think we need to discuss because brands don't come from what most of us think that it does. We think a brand is about a lot of customers who like us, who buy from us, who know where we are. And so the more who know who we are, the stronger our brand must be, right? Wrong. Research done by Young and Rubicon Ad Agency established long ago what makes for a brand. It's basically two things of critical importance. Number one, its relevance to its intended public. Okay, so how relevant are you to your current customer base? And how relevant are you to your prospects? Are you relevant in the sense that it is attracting your current customers to continue to be interested in what you do and attracting prospects to be converted into customers? Is your relevance with them so strong, so deep, that not only do they know who you are, but they feel extraordinarily confident that you know who they are? The second factor, according to Young and Rubicam, is, and this is a really critical one, and this is probably the more important of the two, a brand's differentiation from other brands. In other words, the strength of your brand will be based on how differentiated you are from everyone else in the marketplace. Now, I wondered about that when I first read that, and as I examined it more and researched it more deeply, it occurred to me that that's exactly right. I mean, what's the biggest brand in the United States of airlines? I think most people would say Southwest. Yet it's the most relevant to its target market, and it's certainly the most differentiated from other brands in that marketplace. What has the biggest brand among computers and phones and tablets? Well, there's no doubt there, right? I mean, Apple has convinced the public that they know our wants and our needs even better than we do. And they're certainly more differentiated from Samsung than Samsung is from Sony or Acer or Asus. So it works in just about every field. What's the biggest brand in your industry? And I'll bet most customers would say that the brand that's best and biggest in your industry is the one that's most relevant, but even more important, the one that has the most distinction in the marketplace from other brands. We'll talk more about this in just a moment. But hey, a quick reminder about our friends at Audible.com, making available to the listeners of Project Distinct a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out the Audible service, which I have subscribed to for years. I'm a huge fan. I love it. What I'm doing now is going back and downloading the old Nightingale Conant programs. Nightingale Conant, for many, many years, was the world's largest producer of audio cassette learning programs. And these are some of the classics. I mean, you can go on Audible and you can get the classics from Zig Ziglar and Dennis Waitley and Jim Rohn and Brian Tracy and many, many others. And of course, you can get my audiobook, The Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry, as well. All you need to do to download your free audiobook today is go to audibletrial.com/distinct. Again, that's audibletrial.com/distinct for your free audiobook. So if brands are based on how different you are in the marketplace and how relevant you are to customers, if you want to grow your brand, it begins by ascertaining the relevance you have with your target customers. You do have target customers, right? I mean, you're not out there trying to sell everything to everybody. So focus more tightly on your target and do everything you can to enhance your relevance to them. But even more importantly, study what it takes to create distinction, to separate yourself from the other brands in the marketplace. That can only enhance and grow the branding you have. Hey, it's worked so far for Donald Trump. I think it can even work better for you. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow. This is Scott McCain. Thanks for tuning into Project Distinct. Please share. Please subscribe. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. For more insights from Scott, visit his blog at createdistinction.com. To have Scott bring his award-winning platform presentation to your next meeting, go to scottmccain.com. Scott McCain can become your virtual coach, educating and helping you create distinction in the most comprehensive way possible. Visit our website, distinctioninstitute.com, for all the details. Be distinct.